T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello to our listeners at 1210 The Man in Miami, FLA, also 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Big show for you today. The Word welcomes some new words to the English Dictionary. Who sucks less on tap? And our question today is all about that epic fart, as Max Kellerman apparently passed gas on ESPN's First Take. We have the video coming up with TV Time with Ted. First Take, Max Kellerman there with Stephen A. Smith and one other guest on the panel, but apparently he tried to cough, cover it, something, who knows? We'll find out later on.
It's awful.
It is bad.
It'll soon be a birthday sound. I can almost guarantee it.
Then we have the story of a girlfriend who is 18 years old. She moved in with her boyfriend, and she says that the boyfriend fart set off the carbon monoxide alarm in their apartment in Dublin, and all of the apartments had to be checked by a man who, quote, Ghostbuster from Gas Networks Ireland roaming around. I guess he looked like a hazmat dude. And then we have the woman in Florida who farted in line at the Dollar General, and then the guy behind her in line kind of got upset by that, so she pulled a knife, tried to stab him. Our question, tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA.
We got a couple of comments. We have a million comments came rolling in. I will read a few. I like this one. It says, I'll keep it simple. I ripped one that was so bad it made my 8-year-old vomit when she walked into the kitchen. That from Thomas in Marysville.
That from Debbie.
I farted so bad my wife was gagging and the baby started crying.
Oh, the baby started crying. Jesus. That just sounds worse.
I know. Now you sound like a monster. I had a fart once that smelled like somebody else's garbage. Like when you open another person's garbage can, it always smells worse than your own. And this one, I farted so hard on the toilet one time a couple of years ago that my back cracked better than any chiropractor ever could.
Damn. That's getting done.
That's a hell of a thing, man. Therapeutic farts.
Tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
All right, guys. This is pretty bad, you know? It's not definitely not one of my proudest moments in the life. We were doing this deck out in Issaquah, and it was the full wraparound deck, about came out the house about 15 feet, and we only have the trusses on it. We didn't have no top deck on it yet. And I felt it in my gut on the way to work, you know, and I'm out there working. And I went ahead and I let one rip. And it was awful. It started by me. There's no one within 20 feet of me. And it just started moving away from me slowly. And then I've seen the first guy's face. It hit him. And then he started trying to get down the deck. But like I said, you know, you got to take your time because you're just walking on the trestles. You're not, there's no deck to walk on. So they couldn't escape. But I made the whole, it went all the way down and around the corner, and I made, there's like a crew of like 8 guys, and they all left to the gas station because it wouldn't air out, and we were outside.
Wow.
Did you cop to
it? It was awful.
Did they know it was you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, come on, man. You know, I got some class. I own my stuff.
Did you have any warning before that? I mean, did you had some gas earlier that kind of led you to believe that it would be that bad?
On my way to work, no. No, no, not that it would be that bad, but on my way to work, I just felt my stomach bubbling a little bit. I think when it... Go ahead.
No, you said that this is not one of your proudest moments, and after you tell that story, I don't understand how it's not.
Well, you know, it didn't... it had backup. You know what I mean?
Right, I got you.
So let me ask you a question.
A little something else.
Okay, that's my house. I happen to be out there, and I smell your fart, right? It's not common. Do I let you into the house to go poop? Well, what is the protocol on that? Do you knock on the door?
You send me away. You might ask the crew to leave for the day. That's how bad it was.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if it was like customary. Like you're working on the deck. You're going to be there all day. Surely you need to use the bathroom. Do you use mine?
It's always kind of dicey. You know, someone's doing work in your house for something.
Yeah. I mean, if they're in my house doing work in my house, I expect them to use the bathroom inside.
But it's different when they ask a certain way. Hey, man. Because it's like, if you got to pee, excuse me, where's your restroom? Say, hey, man, down the hall to the left, right? But it's different when they do the, hey, man, do you have a bathroom? I understand what you're now asking me, and it's, I think you phrase it that way because what you're actually saying when you ask this question is, if you have more than one bathroom, the answer you should give me now is the one farthest away from anywhere you're going to be.
Correct. Right? Other than the master.
You're definitely not. You know you're not getting the master.
Right, right.
You know that. But yeah, if they ask it like that, I'm like, I understand what you're saying. Use the one in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Easy enough.
Tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA.
I told you when I was doing door-to-door in New Jersey, I want to say, maybe, is Brick a town in New Jersey?
Sound, I think so.
Yeah, but same thing. I asked a guy, can I use your bathroom? And he kind of looked at me warily, and he was right. I dropped a mean deuce and rolled out.
I guess you didn't sell anything then.
No. But we were in a neighborhood, like, the car had dropped us off. We had no way of getting out of the neighborhood.
Sure. Did you feel bad about it?
I kind of felt a little bad, because the whole family was home. Which also, like, it was a weekday. I don't know why everybody was home. Like, they shouldn't have been.
Right.
We let this random guy come in and poop in our house. Blew the whole thing up.
Yeah.
The whole family.
Yeah.
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so this is a comical story. I was at work. It was a super busy day, and I missed my, as I like to call, window to poop. So I had to hold it. No big deal.
Wait, hold on. When is your normal window? Does it rotate, or is it pretty consistent?
It's pretty consistent. It's typically around 10 o'clock that my window will hit.
So how long is the poop window open? Is it 15 minutes, 10 minutes?
It's like, 10, 15 minutes at best.
And let me ask you a question. Most of the time, because of the time there, are you at work during this period?
Yes.
Okay.
And usually I'm not super busy in the morning, so I have time like, hey, guys, watch the counter. I got to use the restroom. No big deal. Well, we were super duper busy, so I didn't get the opportunity to use said restroom, so I had to hold it. The feeling passed. Okay, guys. Well, it's time for me to go pick up my daughter at the bus stop, which is just down the street. So I hop in the car, and as soon as I get in the car, I'm like, yes, I can finally fart. Like, I can finally take care of this. And I'm like, full down grit, just let it rip. And everything. I was like, oh, that felt amazing. And all of a sudden, I was like, uh-oh. That's not a good feeling, as Ted would say. The next beer's coming, so to say.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting at the bus stop, and I'm shaking. I have to poop so incredibly bad that I'm shaking. I'm like, okay, I'm listening to Big Dummy on the radio. You guys are making me laugh. I'm cussing at you for making me laugh because it's making me have to poop more. I tried smoking a cigarette. That was a bad idea.
That's a horrible idea.
No.
That's a horrible idea. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I have to calm down. I'm almost in a just full-on sweat at this moment. So finally, I move along, and I was like, I call my fiance, who was also my manager at work, and I was like, make sure that bathroom is clear. I am coming in so freaking hot right now. I can't even tell you.
Oh, baby, keep talking.
So as soon as I get out of the car, I throw it into park, run out, and everybody, there's like maybe 20 feet from the front door to the bathroom, 13 people had to ask me questions, and finally at the top of my lungs, I have to poop, gosh damn it, leave me alone. As my daughter sitting right next to me laughing, because she's never heard this story.
Oh, that's fantastic. How old is the daughter now?
She is 8.
Oh, that's a great age to hear a good poop story.
Oh, this is the best story she's ever heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she loves poop, fart, burp jokes, and she can crack them like the best of them. And she's silent about it. All of a sudden, you'll be, what's that smell? And she'll just bust up laughing. I'm like, oh, dearie me.
Yeah, that's the Ted attack.
That's it.
I'm not going to tell you I did it. There's no warning that it happened. Everyone's mad at me, but like I said, I sounded an alarm. I'm not here to cause the carnage. I'm saying something went wrong at the factory, all right? But I set the alarm to let you know that bad news is coming your way. Ted responds like, hey, that bad news you just got, that's for me.
I can't decide if it's going to be loud or silent.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that, Gordon. You're just hoping if you let it go that no one can hear it.
But you're like 90% silent.
What about your son and his fun annex with farting?
He, who got it? Anyway, it's like a little compressed air can. And on the front of it, looks like a small bullhorn. But when you parse it down, it just makes fart noises. It has like 4 or 5 different farts. We both found it very hilarious. But my daughter's sitting there petting the cat, Rainbow Janet Hill. But she's petting the cat. And my daughter can't just pet the cat. When she pets the cat, it is a production of love, right? So the cat's on her lap. And it doesn't matter if you're watching TV. Doesn't matter if you're having a conversation. She's, Rainbow, you're so cute. I love, 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 right? So my son walks in, and he has his back to the cat, and then he whips around real quick, and he fires off this fart thing in the cat's face, and a particular fart sound this time is one of those, right? Just, it's a big, well, this freaks the cat out. And we know what happens when cats get freaked out. So then the cat leaps off of my daughter's lap, but her back claws had gone into my daughter's thigh, where I kind of cut her a little bit. So now my daughter's screaming because she's in pain. Cat freaks out, runs away. I have to, at this moment, try not to laugh because my daughter, when I say she's pissed, I have not seen her this angry in a very long time. She, you know, everything's drama to her, but she rarely gets, like, enraged.
Angry, yeah.
Right? So she is devil pissed off at my son now because she thinks that he intentionally made the fart noise in the cat's face. As the parent, I'm just thinking, this is such a stupid situation, but, like, legitimately, she's about to kill this man. Like, she has lost her mind, so you have to calm her down. But the things that come out of your mouth, because you're not quite yelling, but you've raised your voice a little, hey, hey, you can't just spray farts in the cat's face.
Did your son get in trouble?
No, man, no. I kind of calmed the daughter down, right? And I pulled him aside, and I said, look, man, just if you surprise a cat in any capacity, that's the way they react. So if the cat's on someone, man, you just don't do something to intentionally scare the cat. I pulled him aside. I said, it's ridiculous that we're having this conversation, being that it came out of the fart can. By the way, Daddy thinks that was hilarious. But you hurt your sister. That's the problem. Yeah. But the spirit with which you did this, I support. It was hilarious. I mean, it was funny, man. I couldn't laugh.
I'm king of the farts, but I have rules on them.
Exactly.
You can't. You're not trying to hurt people, man. My farts don't hurt you.
No,
they just
I
make
know,
you mad.
It's like, yeah, of course. It's, I think if he's every use time that I fart machine all the time.
But if every time I farted, it drew blood out of you, like, I wouldn't do it.
That
right.
would be impressive.
That's what
I then Miles and I would encourage the farting.
Yes, right.
I can't believe they have a farting machine now. I'd love to have one of those.
Dude, I don't. I can't remember who gave it to him, but like, I loved it. But
they
I couldn't
still
take
use
it.
Whoopee cushions.
Those were great, but they were just too unrealistic. There's no way because
you can't hide it.
Yeah, it's so big to blow up. Like there was no, you couldn't even put it under a cushion or anything like that. Because
people
it was,
know it's there.
It was just this big lump, and you'd look down and go, "Like that doesn't look right."
Yeah, it's Whoopee, but he has this little fart thing, and it's great.
Plus, you got to really, really lube down the place where you blow into that thing to get the full effect.
It is very hard to blow this.
I just remember once we would like we put it on a bed and we would jump and then land on it. So we thought it would be louder.
Was it?
I don't know. I popped it.
Oh, Ted. That is the saddest story.
You don't do old toys.
Honestly, I don't.
Tell us about the epic fart. 844-999 Ola. More your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We go to Kansas City and our friends at 98.9 The Rock in Kansas City. A man whose excessive flatulence forced a police detective to cut short an interrogation. He has pleaded guilty to federal gun and drug charges. The Kansas City Star reports 25-year-old Sean Sykes Jr. entered the plea on Monday. The charges stem from a police traffic stop in Kansas City in which officers found a backpack that included drugs and guns. And Sykes was a passenger in the vehicle. Detective reported that when they asked for his address, Sykes leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud fart before answering. Court documents say Sykes continued to be flatulent and the detective was forced to quickly end the interview. Sykes will be sentenced at a later date after a pre-sentence report is completed. Tell us about the epic fart. 844-999-OLA.
A few quick comments here. It says, Ola, my sister is a, and I quote, big old girl. She had to go to the bathroom while at a garage sale. She asked the homeowner to use the bathroom. She comes out 15 minutes later, and she walks up to me and says, we gotta go. Apparently, she plugged up the toilet, flushed it till it was overflowing. She said there was a turd on the floor.
Oh, no.
Dang. How do you do that?
I blew up
the guy's bathroom, ready to flood his toilet.
Leave a turd on the floor. I was with some friends at a movie theater. My buddy let out a fart that had more decibels than a Metallica concert. After its completion, he stands up, turns to the stranger sitting next to him, and says in a loud voice, don't worry, lady, I'll move so everyone thinks it was me. And, this
Jesus.
One, I've been constipated for 2 weeks, but I've been farting 2 to 3 times a minute. I also set off the carbon monoxide alarm in my living room. I thought it was the oven, but everything in our house is electric. Pooping while taking opiates sounds like a big old nope.
Jesus.
You need laxatives.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do. You definitely do. That's, I mean, especially if you're on pain medication that strong.
Yeah, do it. Hello, Manny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, puto.
Hola. Hello, Manny.
How you been, gentlemen?
Doing well, sir.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, this one's from the domestic files. Spring of 1990, deep central Cascade Mountain Range. Buddy of mine went, up to do some fishing. All the roads were washed out wherever we had to park his rig. Went back there fishing, caught some trout, ate some steak. Had a really weird night, had a really bad vibe. We come back, somebody had broken into his rig, trashed the rig, and torched it.
Jeez.
So we're deep back in the middle of nowhere, okay? And we're standing there, knives out, saying, what are we going to do? Like, literally, the brakes had melted on this rig, and it slid back into the gully.
Jesus.
And we're standing there. All of a sudden, up comes this Toyota pickup. Dude, as soon as he sees us, starts a three-point turn, okay? And, like, goes to get, it's a logging road, right? So he goes to get out of there. We run up to him. We're like, hey, man, we need to ride back into town. And he's like, no, man. I'm like, listen, buddy. And I whip out a big Bowie knife. I'm like, I think you're going to be taking us into town now.
Oh, that's good. So you kidnapped him to take you back into town.
I like that you felt you just had no time to negotiate this. I hate to do this, but I'll kill you if you don't take us.
I mean, we were pretty freaked out. I mean, well, also, there was a place where there was known activity from, like, satanic ritual.
Oh, it had nothing to do. There. Satan doesn't care about your truck. Trust me.
Well, it wasn't
not
Satan.
The
it
devil.
Was his worshipers that were out there.
No, they don't care about your truck either. They would steal the truck, but they're not going to burn it to the ground. Someone out there did that intentionally. Yeah. And it wasn't based on their religious principles. You know what I mean?
Correct. Well, the thing is, a lot of people had told us, we were, you know, I was 17.
All right.
It wasn't a place that we were unfamiliar with. We grew up in those woods. It wasn't like that. But the thing is, as we were going back out on the same logging road, the one campsite that you could still get to, because the roads, the 90 was a really bad winter, and all the roads were washed up. So there was still one campsite, and as we drove by, everyone raised their glasses at this guy like they knew who he was. A whole crew of people, like 30 deep. And when we came back out there with the sheriffs later, they were all gone. But I'll get to that part.
Okay.
And that's actually not even part of this. Let's get to the fart. Now, we've got this guy at knife point, and he's taking us back into town in the back of his rig. My buddy and I are sitting in the back of the rig. We're, you know, once we get off the logging road, we're doing 50 on the highway. Going down. I rip ass so hard. And guys, it stank so bad. It was just one of those green cloud.
But are you in an open bed pickup truck going 50?
Open back of a pickup going 50 miles an hour. I swear to you guys, it stuck around for minutes.
Maybe it was just kind of caught up in that pocket behind the cab. You know what I mean? Like, where it's just kind of trapped.
Yeah, the aerodynamics of it. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what it was. But here we are in, like, a total crisis mode. We're young men. And we're really freaked out because of what had just gone down.
Yeah, but you've kidnapped the guy.
You can still be freaked out when you kidnap someone. Yeah. I've been there.
Okay.
But here we are just cracking up because this fart won't go away. Miles down the road, the people in the rig are like, what is with these dudes?
It's when farts can make things better.
So did they just let you out of the truck when you got downtown?
Well, yeah, because we had them take us to the cops. And they did not want anything to do with the sheriff's department. Guaranteed, they split right away. And like I said, when the sheriffs took us back out there to check out the rig and file a report, all of those people were gone.
Man, now you know you want nothing to do with the cops when you drive directly to a police station with two guys that have threatened you with a knife to drive them. Nine times out of ten, that alone trumps anything that you've done. But this guy is up to so much no good that a kidnapping, his gear is worse than a kidnapping. It's not worth saying anything.
It makes you feel like you should never drive down a logging road.
That is my thought.
Well, right. As soon as they saw that guy turn around, you know he's up to something bad.
Well, sure.
Because there shouldn't be a lot of people out there, technically. So your normal instinct would just cruise by and be like, what's up?
Well, I like that you have to do a three-point turn.
That basically says, I'm turning around now.
Right.
Tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, listen, I got one for you. Some years ago, me and my buddy Bob, we were working at Boeing, and we like to screw around a bit. So, and Bob was just known for having the most wicked farts ever. I mean, toxic. So Bob and I are going down this elevator, just the two of us. We get down to the bottom floor, and the door's open. Well, there's two guys in suits standing there waiting to go up. We walk out the door, and they walk in, and as the doors are closing, all we hear is, Jesus Christ!
So I guess Bob farted before you got off the elevator?
Just before we got out, yeah, just before the doors opened, and it was like, oh, my God, we got to get out of here.
Now, look, I know it's childish.
I fart on the elevator all the time.
Hey, man, I'm not alone on that one, all right? Like, you should just go ahead and admit that you throw your hat into the let's leave this for the next person. Get on the elevator ring as much as I do,
that's
man.
That's funny.
And yours, I don't know if it's only when we're not in the elevator, but as of all the people I have known in my life, the sound of yours is the most distinct. It always sounds like... It's like a frog failed at something, because it's always like, it always ends on this little, like, ooh.
Oh, God, I feel so much better now.
But there is something fun about just dosing the elevator when you know you're going to get off. Mike Hawk got me, I don't know, about a year ago, right? I'm on the 14th floor of our building. I'm going to go down to get lunch. Mike is arriving at work. The door opens. Hey, man. I get on the elevator. I'm like, you son of a bitch! And I just hear his cackling as it goes under. It's like, I had just farted.
Well, no kidding.
The worst for me, it was a Sunday. I came in for something. There is no one in the building on a Sunday. And at this time, we were on the 16th floor. I'm leaving work. I put in like an hour, did whatever I had to do. I get on the elevator, and I fart. The elevator stops on the 15th floor, and in walks this guy. And I have filled the elevator to capacity of stink, but again... There's no one in the building, so I feel like I'm safe. We go one floor, the door opens, and now it's just me and this other guy for 15 floors going down. I'm not making eye contact. I'm just trying to stare straight ahead, and I can feel this guy just staring at me, man. It was that bad. I felt so stupid.
Tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA.
I think Mike has something to say about his fart.
What?
Well, not about my fart. I did have another elevator fart story where I walked in there. And usually, you know, by the time I'm taking the elevator down at the end of the day, it's kind of usually beyond everybody else's closing hours. Sure. So there's not a whole lot of people that are going to be riding down when I go down there. Well, I get in the elevator, I hit the button, and I'm not thinking. It's been a long day, so I just rip one off right there in the elevator. No big problem. We're on the 14th floor. It stops on the 10th floor. I think, doggone it. Of course... Beautiful woman walks in, and I just keep my head down because I know that I'm already lost there. Right. Goes down, stops on the 8th floor. Oh, two more people get in. Stops on the 6th floor. Two more people get in. I don't know why, but it was stay late day, and everybody stood there and all just kind of gathered into my nice, smelly elevator.
At least you dropped it. The last time I was in an elevator, I walked on. Somebody had clearly crop dusted it.
Yeah.
But then I'm in it, so I've taken it down. And again, somebody else gets on, and it's like, you know, I almost want to be like, it wasn't me, I swear. Right? But that's what a farter would say.
That's exactly what it is. It's what anyone would say, guilty or innocent. Or yeah. One of my favorite moves, I don't know why I did it, I just felt the urge, but a couple of like department heads are having a meeting about whatever, I don't know, because the doors are closed, and they're in the conference room back at our old building. And there were two doors to get in the conference room. One door is by the head of one side of the table, the other door is by the head of the other side of the table. So I see that they're meeting. I grab something from the kitchen, open the door, walk in, basically farted the length of the coffee table, opened the other door, walked out. Turns out meeting adjourned. Like, everyone just like, oh, my God. Like,
perfect.
I was like, man, I don't know why. It just timed out.
Meetings are terrible.
And I wanted to fart at your meeting. Well, they ended, and actually, I will not say who, but one of the people in that meeting came up to me later and thanked me, going, man, you ended the meeting. I'm like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was crop dusting somebody the other day downtown, and I didn't really care, right? You're just walking through downtown, but then you do that turnaround just to see who it was, and I felt bad. She was hot.
Yeah.
I've done it. I was walking with Miles years ago, but we're walking down outside, and I actually lifted my leg. I said, oh, I got one. It was just a quick, we keep walking, and when I turn around, same thing. Beautiful woman, maybe 4 feet behind us, had no idea that she was there. I'm like, I am so sorry.
Tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story from high school, I was a sophomore, second period geometry, and you know, I've kind of history on me. I've always had just really toxic farts, I mean, like enough to break up a happy home. I actually have been kicked out of bed numerous times and went to the guest room by the wife. I still have them to this day. And, you know,
do you ever tell your doctor about this?
You know, it's funny you say that, because part of this story, a girl actually asked me, like, dude, you need to go see a doctor when she smelt, when she smelt it. I've been told that when somebody smelt it before.
Okay.
But no, I have not. I have not.
Well, you go enough. It's something that maybe you want to bring up. By the way, my entire life, I've had just absolutely horrible gas. Does that mean anything?
Well, sometimes I feel like you should definitely see a doctor when everyone who is not a medical practitioner suggests it, right?
Because so,
like,
everyone farts.
But like, if you break your leg, I'm not a doctor, but if I see the bone sticking out of your leg, I'd say, man, we should go to the hospital.
Well, you fart all the time, but I never say, dude, you need to see a doctor. But if you fart and it smells so bad, then right. I'm like, dude, you need to get checked out.
You need
out.
To see someone.
Right.
I mean, I hear that, and I've actually put it two and two together, and I think it has something to do with me being a little bit lactose intolerant, because if I have, like, a bowl of cereal or a bowl of ice cream,
yes, it's like, yes, man, yeah. That is precisely yeah. it. I mean, I'm right there with you, but it's just knowing, right? So, like, I know that if I'm going to have Alfredo sauce, if I'm going to drink a milkshake, like, this is going to be the guaranteed result.
Yep. Yep, that's how it is, and it's always been that way. But so, you know, I'm sitting here in class, and I let one go, silent one. And I've never been too embarrassed about it. And then I actually laugh about it when people start smelling them and stuff, you know. And this one just happened to be really bad. Like one of those hot ones, you know, when it's like really warm and hot.
Yeah.
And you just know. And I kind of knew it was going to be bad. And this girl behind me, that's when she asked me, dude, was that you? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm laughing about it. She goes, you need to see a doctor. And then it kind of started going around the whole class, and then it actually made it up to the teacher, and the teacher legitimately let everybody out of the classroom to go out into the hallway.
Until it aired out, or was class over?
No, this is because my fart was so bad.
Yeah, no, but I mean, did she dismiss the class at that point in time, or did you have to go back in?
No, it was just to air it out.
Right.
Strictly to everybody can go out while this fart airs out, and I'm like literally hysterically laughing, and I'm staying in the classroom while everybody else is going out, and I'm just I thought it was the funniest thing ever. I mean, it was, you know, I'm in high school. Actually, today if I were to clear out a meeting or something at work, I'd probably think it was hilarious too. But yeah, it was an epic fart, man.
Is it the same time. Smell all the time? The same one that upsets your wife now?
Yeah, it actually is.
Is it like an eggy? Oh, I mean, what's going on there with this thing?
It is. It's like a straight, hot, rotten egg. Just
okay, yeah, those are the sulfur ones are the worst.
Use those words when you talk to the doctor.
Yeah, tell me you got the hot egg farts. See what he says.
I do, and I do like these lactaid pills or whatever before I have stuff now. When if I have them around, I'll take them, and it'll actually make it better.
If you know you're going to be social, like you're going to a Super Bowl party, or you pop a couple or something?
No, if you know you're going to consume this. If you've already consumed your food, it's too late. It is too late.
Yeah.
It is preventive.
You got to take one of these chewable pills with like the first bite of your food. If you miss that time window, then it's too late.
Okay. Yeah, it's like trying to land a plane. Like, look, man, you got one shot of this runway. I have. And, you know, they do work, and then I forget about their existence. And then everyone who sends a comment will often remind me of this. Have you tried Lactaid? Try Lactaid. And actually, they have the Lactaid milk, too.
Yeah, so I was going to say, why don't you just drink the stuff that's lactose-free?
I just don't think about it. I really don't. And honestly, man, that stuff works.
And that's you missed the first hour of the show?
Yeah, no. No kidding.
It's unbelievable. It's abundantly clear.
Yeah, and I know it's terrible. And again, I've said this before. I wish I was different, but I'm not.
I went through a phase last year where I was eating a lot of Greek yogurt, and they weren't stinky, but I mean, my stomach was
fart all the time.
Yeah.
It's a probiotics, probably.
Yeah, either way, I stopped eating.
I'm probiotic. Mm-hmm. I think the worst, as far as what he's saying, the worst, as far as smell goes, fart I've had, no one knew it was me. I've told the story before. I won't go through the whole thing, but I was on a bus in Baltimore, and at this point, it's kind of the home stretch for the bus. So we're going like 40 miles an hour. There's not a lot of stops at this point, but I'm in the back of the bus, and I farted. And it was just a quiet, you know, just one I wanted to get out of me. I cannot explain how bad it smelled, but it was, it didn't smell like it was my own, right? You have those occasional where you're like, ooh, it's almost like a ventriloquist fart. Like, this is someone else's stink. But so it's one of those, and it was bad, but I thought it's hovering up. And I realized the pace that it's moving toward the front of the bus, because maybe 15 seconds later, there's a woman maybe three seats in front of me. She opens her window. And the guy on the other side opens his window, and progressively people are opening their windows. The thing was just this. The bus driver, again, we're going about 40 miles an hour, and I know this is illegal. He opened the door to the bus while we are still driving to air this thing out. Didn't say anything about it. Just, you see the door open, Jesus. And I'm like, oh, my God. But there were two kids on the bus who were like 13 or 14. When they finally got off the bus, everyone assumed it was them. And people are yelling stuff, right, because they were laughing about it, and they were at the age that you do these kinds of things.
Good cover for you.
Dude, it was the best, but that's what I learned in the airplane game. Look, man, if you got a fart on a plane, you're near an old person or kids, let it go.
Tell us about the epic fart, 844-999. Ola Moore, your call's on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Some of the greatest players in the world of professional darts converged on Wolverhampton, England for the final stretch of the huge international tournament, the Grand Slam of Darts. The
stakes
were so high, you would win $140,000.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
So it's a pretty big deal when one of the players accused his rival of potentially game-altering farts, and the god-awful ones at that. According to The Guardian, after Gary Anderson beat Wesley Harms 10-2 on Thursday for a spot in the quarterfinals, Harms blamed the loss in part on the fragrant smell, which he claims came from his opponent repeatedly letting out some rancid stinkers. "It'll take me two nights to lose the smell from my nose," Harms told a local TV station. But when an interview confronted Anderson about allegedly passing gas during the match, he turned the accusation right back on Harms.
Mm-hmm.
He, too, had smelled the offending odor, an unbearable stench of eggs, rotten eggs. But he said he was 1,000% confident Harms had done the deed, not him. "You can put your finger up my arse. There'll be no smell there," Anderson told a reporter. "I thought he had to S."
That's what he told a reporter.
"And I went, that's dirty. It was bad. It was a stink. I thought it was him. He started playing better. I went, he must have needed to get some window."
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Our question, tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA.
That's how it goes in the Midlands.
Yeah, I just like you say that to a reporter. You don't believe me? Go ahead, take your finger. Hello?
I feel like if you stick a finger up there, it's always going to come out with something on it.
And what reporter's going to be like, you know what, I'll challenge that. Hello, Ed, welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores, gentlemen.
Liquor and whores.
All right, first time caller, long time listener.
Glad we can finally get a topic that you enjoy.
Trust me, I enjoy every time you guys talk.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate that.
So here it is. Long time ago, when I was a Marine, we parked right outside of, we're hovering around the Mediterranean on board the Saipan. And we have to do a security, set up a security, which consists of 2 days, around a bridge and right down in Sarajevo. So I'm a squad leader. Got 12 Marines under my belt. We're getting on a brief. We'll get a brief before we get on our aircraft. We say, hey, it's going to be a long flight, about 45 minutes to an hour, almost an hour. Go do number two and number one all at the same time. Okay, so they did that. We get on the CH-53. Off we go, flying out. So in the process, one of my corporals is telling me there's a problem here, one of his Marines. And he is, I'm talking about farting inside of the aircraft, and he's saying, he's got to go. He's got to do number two. We're flying. We're literally flying. Right below us is nothing but water. We're about to go dry feet in a minute. That's when we're coming into land and everything. So I told the corporal, hey, you need to handle that right now. Either he does it right now on him and we deal with it, or you need to hold it. Long and behold, this guy took his initiative, took a box of ammunition that we had made out of wood, took the ammunition out, saved the box, the outside of the box, and he put it above the hell hole on the belly of a CH-53. Now, if you're not following what a hell hole is that bottom portion where from the inside, the crew could just hook up whatever they're carrying on the aircraft outside of the aircraft.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, it was the first time I ever seen that. And off he goes, dropping bombs off the belly of a CH-53 all over Sarajevo.
So he was just pooping. He was pooping on the earth below him.
I can confirm he is pooping. And before this, mind you, we had Chili Mac, and then he took a snack on MREs, meal ready to eat, potatoes or rotten,
oh,
which is ham mixed up with potatoes. So he's got this bomb just building inside his stomach. off we go, flying off the Saipan, going out to inland. Halfway through the flight, we dry feet because we this land right below us, and he is taking a crap on foreign soil aboard a U.S. aircraft.
Did he get it all out of him?
Oh, he got it all out of it, and when we got it, he did. And then, of course, when we got back, because it was a two-day operation, we got back, I get contacted by the crew chief, the pilot, via the crew chief, and say, hey, you need to find your Marine because he made and not only he crapped all over the ground below, but he smeared the whole aircraft belly.
I mean, how fast are you going? I mean, you can't expect it just to drop straight down.
I know,
it's like spitting out of a window. Then you get out of your car and you realize the loogie's on the back window. You're like, God.
I remember hitting a kid in the back of the bus with the loogie, man. It wasn't on purpose. It was summertime. The bus is rolling. And I'm like in the third seat from the front. But anyway, I spit out the window. And maybe a second and a half later, here's a kid in the back of the bus. What the hell? And remember, when you're in elementary school, the kids in the back of the bus are the last kid you want to mess with. I said not a word about it. I did not say a thing.
Right.
So I'm just going to sink down in my seat.
Too many pretty girls on my bus.
I did not have that problem.
Yeah. Tell us about the epic fart, 844-999-OLA.
You should have seen the cheerleading team of my high school in Baltimore. I'm trying to be nice, man. It looked like the cast from Where the Wild Things Are, right? And then you put them in their cheer tutu. It was embarrassing when there was an event. Because here comes your prep squad. We're like, no.
Oh,
like,
no.
Jeez, man. It was
horrible. Did it expire now?
Man, no. It was.
We got spirit.
It was judging. Yeah.
Still to come, Who Sucks Less the Word? Welcome some new words to the dictionary in the English language in our question. Tell us about the epic fart. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.